listening to the Tennis.com podcast. And here's your host, Ed McGrogan.
Bonjour mes amis, je m'appelle Edouard, and you are here on the Tennis in 10 podcast, your daily look at Roland Garros in under 10 minutes. So let's get right to it. Day 4, we had the second round getting underway, and also one round, one match that had to be completed from yesterday. That was Joe Wilfried Tsonga against Renzo Olivo. If you listened to yesterday's Tennis in 10, you got a sense of how that one ended up. You know, very dramatically, Olivo failed to serve out the match right before about 10 p.m. local time. So, you know, with that break of serve, Tsonga had a chance to start the day off, you know, of course, with his own serve and try to push this into a tiebreaker. It didn't even last more than one game because Tsonga, and he said himself after the match, he didn't feel great yesterday. He didn't feel good today either. Wasn't sort of, you know, saved by the bell was really how you would put it. But it didn't matter. Olivo quickly, eliminated Tsonga, eliminated one of the best French hopes in the men's side. It was only the second time that Tsonga has lost in the first round. Excuse me, the third time in his career he's lost the first round of a slam. He's been, you know, almost a guarantee to win the early round matchups, which most of the top 15 seeds are. But, you know, as I think we see all the time at the French Open, I almost wonder if Roland Garros is the slam where the home country favorites, the hopes of the crowd, are the ones most affected by that pressure. It seems like that's where we've seen some of the biggest slip-ups. You know, Tsonga and Monfils have made it pretty far in this event. This is not to say that they haven't performed, but they've also, you know, when they've gotten to the semis, they've not had great showings. You know, there's certainly plenty of other examples of French players in the past. You know, Amélie Mauresmo is a really good example of this. You know, just never able to put it together, you know, at her home tournament. And even this year, you know, Jill Simon, a seed, goes down round one. You know, Kristina Mladenovic had all sorts of problems in the first round. She ends up getting to the third now. But Tsonga, this is a very disappointing loss, especially because he had just won, actually, his first ever clay court title in France, no less, in Lyon, but with the spotlight, you know, much more intense in Paris. Just unable to put it together. That was the end of round one, mercifully, after 4 days. We move on to round two. And what we saw from there today, in terms of upsets, you know, you had Dominika Sepulveda, the number 6 seed on the women's side, go down. She's the third woman of the top 7 seeds to be eliminated. Muguruza nearly joined her after losing the first set to Annette Kontaveit, but she comes back, wins in 3, and really looks at a draw that is, you know, it's decimated. That's the only word I can use to describe it, because of, you know, an elimination by Kerber. You know, Konta, of course, not really a clay court threat, but, you know, eliminated as well. You know, Serena, obviously, not taking part. You know, we're missing Sharapova. We're missing a number of contenders. I think it makes you rethink about someone like Muguruza, who, you know, comes in this tournament with very little sort of buzz around her, even as a defending champion. But, you know, if not her, then who? And I guess to that question, you know, maybe it gives you something to think about, but I would also answer to that Venus Williams. And I wrote before the tournament that she was my pick to win this, and I feel even better about it now. You know, Kurumi Nara, who she beat today 3-1, is hardly the caliber of player that she's going to need to continue to beat to make it to the final. But I love the way that Venus is playing. I love sort of the, you know, I think the spotlight's off her as well. I mean, even in her match today, you know, the big focus was on Serena being in the stands, watching her and supporting her. And I think that's going to really, you know, I think it's going to really help Venus and sort of, you know, want to, I think, make this tournament a little more special than before. I mean, she's never won at Roland Garros, but, you know, I think that in this sort of year of the throwback with Rafa and Roger going to Aussie final, you know, Williams sisters going to the Aussie final as well. And really, more to the point, no surefire contenders like there is in the men's side, you know, at Roland Garros. I mean, you have Halep, of course. You have Muguruza, as we mentioned. You know, Pliskova at number two still around. I mean, I just like the way this is shaping up for Venus thus far. We'll leave it at that. You know, we move to the men's. What we saw today was, you know, a pretty commanding performance from the guys you would really expect to see it from. You have Djokovic, Thiem, and Rafa, who are, you know, quite possibly the three favorites to emerge, you know, in Roland Garros on that half. It's a loaded half of the draw, of course. All three of them winning in straight sets. Djokovic and Rafa actually won by the same exact 6-1, 6-4, 6-3 score. You know, funny enough there with those two. So, you know, all three of them safely on to the third round. And, you know, we'll wait to see how the other half's top guns, you know, them being, the, you know, those players primarily being Murray and Wawrinka, how they respond tomorrow in their matches. Milos Raonic, a top five seed, he won today as well. He dropped the first set to Dutra Silva of Brazil, but took the, you know, took the last three pretty conventionally. You know, I think two other sort of shout outs that must happen today. You want to first talk about Carolyn Wozniacki, a six love winner. I mean, you know, what more can you say with that kind of performance there against Françoise Abanda of Canada? And then, you know, also 18-year-old CeCe Bellis defeats the number 18 seed Kiki Bertens, who's had some very strong results at slams before, 6-3, 7-6, you know, putting her into the third round. She's actually been there at slams before, but, you know, I love the way that Bellis has, you know, since seeing her with, you know, with that incredible win over Sabolkova, I believe when she was 14 at the Open, you know, you're really seeing, I think, you know, someone who in the coming years for U.S. tennis, I think, could be really one of the, you know, one of the torchbearers going forward. I just love sort of Bellis's, you know, her ground strokes. I the forehand is beautiful, and I like her composure as well. I think she's been kind of groomed for this type of success, and now to, you know, to do that already, you know, in this tournament, just great stuff, you know, from her on that end as well. Looking ahead to, you know, to the remainder of the second round matches, let's bring those up right now. And we're going to, you know, as I mentioned, Wawrinka, he'll be second on against Dolgopolov in Kshatriya. It could be, that's a great shot making match. You know, hard to imagine. Well, I don't know. I shouldn't say that. Let's watch that one and see what happens. I mean, Dolgopolov is surely the kind of player who, if he's on the right sort of form, you could see troubling someone like Wawrinka, even a former French champion. Cornet will lead off Chatrier. You also have Monfils on Chatrier. It's a, you know, a French heavy day on that court. Pliskova will close proceedings fourth on. On long one, you'll have Radwanska, Murray, Simona Halep, and Gasquet. You keep going down. Court one, Cilic versus Kravchuk, Shardy and Nishikori. Shardy, Nishikori, you know, probably one of the matches of tomorrow in terms of 4-5 set potential. You already saw Nishikori go four sets against Kakanakis first round, and Shardy, we'll see what he does with the crowd on his side. It's an extremely French-heavy day on the show courts tomorrow, you know, with Rafa and Novak both not playing, you know, leaving those spots. It's, you know, if you are a fan of watching the crowd and supporting its players, I think day five is going to be one for you to watch. And we'll talk about it after it happens tomorrow on the Tennis in 10 podcast. Au revoir.
You've been enjoying the Tennis.com podcast. For all the latest news and events, head over to Tennis.com.